Good evening, Viking fans, and welcome to Martin Stadium in the Southwest Georgia Bank countdown to kickoff. I don't have to tell you what week this is. If you live anywhere near Valdosta, Georgia, you know this is Wintersville week as our Lounge High Vikings host their crosstown rival, the Valdosta Wildcats. We look for this game each and every year, and it's on the calendar from the beginning. And no matter what the records are, these two teams come to play. And we say it all the time, whether it's tiddlywinks or whatever, these two are going to put it all on the field tonight, Taylor.
Absolutely. It's here. You know, we wait for this game 12 months. You know, at 364 days, you're waiting for the next one to come along. This is the 54th meeting of the Lounge-Valdosta rivalry. And these two coaches right here hold a pretty good record against each other, honestly.
Yeah.
Rance is 3-2 in his time at Valdosta. Randy is 9-4 in his time as a coach at Lounge. So it's a game that's got a lot of implications on it. And, you know, we got to come to play tonight. We can't have another 4 or 5 turnover ball game like we had last year at Cleveland Field if we expect to win this game. Let's go down to Marty and get a quick look at the field conditions. Marty, what's it like down there, my man?
Guys, it is electric down here already. Here we are, 50 minutes to kick off. Crowd's already piling in on both sides. Players out here warming up. Had a chance to talk to some of the coaches and just ask them, I said, guys, how excited are our players? You know, and they said, guys, we don't have to motivate the kids this week. We're actually having to hold them back. They've been so amped up all day long. They've been trying to hold them back. You can look in the eye. You can watch them walk. It's just it's a different feel in the air. Of course, speaking of air, I know you give us a weather report, Taylor, but it's beautiful down here on the field.
You know, I do like to give the weather report. I think the last time I looked this afternoon, it was going to be around 75 at kickoff. Temperature should be dropping a little bit as the game progresses, but no chance of rain in sight. And, you know, it should be a good ball game tonight. Marty, I think you mentioned a minute ago, but the team that can be settled down the fastest and realize that this is just another football game. Hey, this field is still only 120 yards long, you know, from end zone, back of the end zone to back of the end zone. You got to come to play. Whoever does that and takes it is just a ball game, probably will get ahead tonight.
Absolutely. And, you know, it's all about execution and who can perform the best. Obviously, we'll get in our keys later, but who can hold on to the ball, come out. Obviously, emotion plays a lot into it. You got to come out with emotion. You got to come out intense, ready to play, fired up. But you have to execute. Remember your role, your job, and do that job. Also, hey, you look back at the history of this series, whoever comes out, there's been some big plays early in these football games over the last several 10 to 15, 20 years that have really set the tone and made a difference in this game. Let's look tonight to see who can come out and execute early on and make a big play, hopefully, to try to set the tone.
Marty, looks like Coach Mack is right behind you, ready for his traditions for and coach's interview. Let's go down to Marty on the field for that interview with Coach McPherson.
Guys, I am here with Coach Randy McPherson. Coach Mack, don't have to tell any of our listeners, it's a big game. It's Wintersville Classic. How excited are your team? Is your team?
Oh, man, we're ready to go. Very excited.
Coach, in a game like this, we were just talking, do you have to do anything extra to try to motivate your kids? Do you try to pump them up? Or instead, are you trying to hold them back and keep them grounded a little bit?
No, we try to treat it like any other game, you know. We try to keep them more focused in practice. You know, we had 2 weeks really focused and locked in. Because that's what it's going to take to execute tonight is really focused on your assignments and lining up and having your eyes where they're supposed to be and all that stuff.
Absolutely. Of course, you jumped ahead of me a little bit there. You mentioned you had 2 weeks to practice. You did have the off week coming off a great win when your offense was really, I thought, clicking extremely well. What did you do during the off week? What did you focus on during the off week to try to prepare for tonight for the Valdosta Wildcats?
Well, we had a lot more fundamental work, but we went straight into Valdosta, you know, working on them. So this week was obviously a lot more about Valdosta. Two really, really good weeks. Probably the best two open, you know, best open week preparation that we've ever been through.
That's great, Coach. Well, in that preparation, are you preparing tonight to throw it more, run it more, balance? What's the keys offensively to putting points on the board against Valdosta?
Well, we got to block them first, you know. So, you know, we've been throwing it and running it all year, and that, you know, that's pretty much going to be the game plan.
Coach, obviously, flipping over the other side of the ball. They're led by their senior quarterback, Seth Schumann, who had a great year so far. Coach, what is it about that young man? What do you have to do? Do you put pressure on him? You try to contain him? What do you have to do to stop Valdosta and Seth Schumann?
I don't know that you can stop Valdosta, you know. Obviously, you got to pressure him. He's a fantastic kid, great quarterback. More than that, even, he's a competitor, man. I mean, I'm talking about real competitor. So we're going to have to pressure them. We're going to have to play good on the back end because they are a really good team.
Great description of that young man for sure. But, Coach, the last 3 years this game's come down to a field goal. How important are special teams in a game like this and also turnover, something that plagued us last year? How important are those two things in this game?
Turnovers have decided this game many times. So, obviously, that's the thing that we don't plan to do.
Absolutely. But, Coach, does it get any bigger than the Wintersville Classic?
No, this is it.
Coach, good luck tonight. Thank you.
Marty, thank you for that Traditions 4 and Coach's interview. Looks like Coach Gillespie is also free right now. So Marty's going to make his way over there to talk to Coach Gillespie. And want to thank Traditions Flooring for sponsoring this segment. We do have Coach Gillespie down the field. Marty, what you got, man?
Thanks, Taylor. I'm here with Coach Rance Gillespie. Of course, Coach Gillespie just talking to Coach McPherson. It's the Wintersville Classic. Don't have to remind anybody of that. Does it get any bigger than this?
It's a huge football game. There's no question about it. You know, you got two great programs with a lot of history between the two, and two great fan bases. And take to account that we're only about 5 miles apart. It makes for a great football game.
Absolutely. Well, Coach, you're coming off a bye week, same as Lowndes, of course. 2 weeks ago, you had a tough loss over at the great team in Colquitt County. How has your team responded? What did you do during the off week to try to get back on track and get prepared for Lowndes tonight?
Well, this one's not hard to prepare for. I'm sure y'all's kids are fired up for it, and our kids are too. So, we put that one behind us, and we're ready to play football tonight.
Coach, offensively, you're led by your senior quarterback, Seth Schumann. He's having a phenomenal year. He's really started some now for 3 years, played some as a sophomore too. Seth is a phenomenal athlete. Coach Mack just coined him a competitor, and that was what he said is probably the best way he could describe him. Talk to us a little bit about his ability and also his leadership. How important is that to your team?
Well, I agree with Coach Mack. He is a super competitor, first of all, but he's a highly intelligent kid that does a lot of things for us that probably go unseen. And he's got a really good skill set. He's played very consistently all year long, played really well for us, and he deserves to play well because he goes out every afternoon and he works on his skill set, he works on his trade, and so, he deserves to play well on Friday night.
Coach, I know you've been banged up a little bit, especially on the offensive side of the ball. How's your health overall as a team, especially in offense? And also, who are some other key players on that offense we should keep an eye on tonight?
Well, certainly Seth. And then we've got Jonte Baker's our tight end, is one of our leading receivers. And both of the backs have gotten plenty of carries. And, they're both seniors, so they play a big part. But, our offensive line has played well for the most part this season. I think they'll play a big role in what we have going on offensively tonight. As far as injuries are concerned, we got a couple of guys back and still got a couple of guys down that we'll certainly miss tonight.
Coach, obviously the last 3 years, I just talked to Coach Mack, and this game has been decided upon a field goal the last 3 years. So special teams obviously important. We all know about turnovers. In your opinion, what are the keys to tonight's football game?
Well, like I just told Derek, you hate to come out and quote the cliches of football that you hear every coach say each and every week, but in this game that's been the case every year that I've been involved in it. It boils down to turnovers and who plays the best on special teams downs, and that's been the deciding factors the last 6 years in this football game.
Coach, we appreciate the time. We wish you luck tonight. Thank you.
Thank you, Marty, for that Traditions Flooring Coach's interview with Valdosta High Coach, Coach Rance Gillespie. Going to jump real quick right into our Traditions Flooring Coach's interview. We got a packed schedule tonight, so I want to get those knocked out. I'm going to start with the Valdosta High offense tonight. Both the coaches made mention of this guy. Seth Schumann, number 17, keep an eye out for him. He has played for them three years, split time last year, and he's taken the helm this year. And, boy, has he really done a great job with that. He's leading the state in passing. He's also leading the region in passing. 142 completions of 230 attempts, 2,068 yards, 19 touchdowns. The key stat, though, in my opinion, is zero interceptions. Keep an eye out for number 17, Seth Schumann, on offense.
I'm going to take a look at number 24, Wesley Veal for Valdosta. He's a wide receiver, 21 catches, 422 yards, 5 touchdowns on the seasons, but a key that I'm looking at with him is he's 20 yards per catch. This is a guy that doesn't go down there and take the dinks and dunks. This is a guy that goes out there and really gets down the field, picks up some plus yardage as he goes down the field as well. So number 24, Wesley Veal, is my impact player.
Guys, I'm going with the running back, number 2, Tim Griffin. You heard Coach say that they've got two of them. Tim's their leading carry. He's got 71 carries for 403 yards. That's a 5.7 average. He's got five touchdowns. He's sixth in the region in rushing. Obviously, Seth is their go-to guy. He's their quarterback. He's their leader. But they've got to have a running game tonight. If they're one-dimensional, it's going to be, I think it's going to be a long night for them. So my tradition flooring impact player for the Wildcat offense is number two, Tim Griffin.
Flipping over, trying to defend that offense for the Lowndes High defense. This is a name very familiar to the Lowndes High faithful. It's number four, Tyson Harris, 5'10", 180-pound junior. On the season, he is our fifth leading tackler. He's got 21 total tackles. Two of those have been for a loss. He does have an interception. He's got four pass breakups. He also gets on the ground and recovers fumbles for us, and he's forced some fumbles. But he's blocked some kicks for us, too, which is absolutely huge. Tyson has been injured, you know, ever since the Colquitt game.
Yep.
He was injured when that guy came down on his pelvic area and had some hip issues. So it's my understanding Tyson has had real good practices, and he will be back for the Lowndes High defense tonight. Keep an eye on Tyson Harris, number four.
I'm going to go with number nine, Gabe Neighbors. Gabe Neighbors gets out there on that defensive line, and his senior leadership, you can't say enough about what he has done for this team this season. And just what he's done in the locker room, on the field, he leads by example. He's got 16 total tackles on the year. Three and a half of those are for loss, and he's got one pass breakup. So number nine, Gabe Neighbors, is going to be my impact player for tonight.
Guys, my tradition flooring impact player for Viking defense is number 25, senior Kedrick Clemens. Kedrick's had 19 solo, 6 assisted tackles. That's 25 total. He's got 5 tackles for loss. But we all know Kedrick has really come up and made a couple great big plays for our defense. He had 3 pass breakups last time we played against Lee, including an interception. I really think Kedrick's going to have to play in space tonight. He's a hybrid linebacker, safety-type player. And I think he's going to be a very vital role in space tonight against this Wildcat offense. So I look for Kedrick to have a Viking defense.
Well, I'll tell you what, let's take a look at the Wildcat defense. We don't have a lot of defensive stats on this team, but obviously this defense is played very well this year. And as I'm looking through their players and the guys that are making a difference, I had to look at number 15, Jeremiah Williams. Jeremiah is a young man that plays that defensive line. He's a junior, and he gets out there, and he plugs up holes. And that's all that you can ask that defensive lineman to do is he plugs up the holes, makes tackles all night long. So he's going to be my impact player. Number 15, Jeremiah Williams for the Valdosta defense.
Flipping over to the other side of the ball for the Lowndes High. Lowndes High offense,
nope.
Number 13, Tavon Kyle. 6 foot, 150-pound sophomore. He is a key player for the Vikings. He's not our leading receiver. He's our second leading receiver with 20 receptions, 247 yards, and 2 touchdowns. Only a sophomore. Tavon Kyle is going to be very important for the Lowndes High offense tonight. Keep an eye on him tonight.
Well, sorry about that, Taylor. We flipped over to the offense. Marty, I'm going to go with number nine again, Gabe Neighbors. Gabe Neighbors in that three-back spot, the tight end spot. We're going to see a lot from Gabe Neighbors on the offensive side of the ball for the Vikings tonight. And for that, he's going to be my impact player on both sides of the ball.
Guys, I'm going with Austin Dixon. Our team, I think, is led by number two, our senior quarterback, Austin Dixon. He's 6'3", 166. Austin is 117 of 168, passing for 1,413 yards. He's got 18 touchdowns and 6 interceptions. He's also our leading rusher, which is 5th in the region for 94 carries for 433 yards and another 6 touchdowns. He's our leader. He's our everything. He's our main go-to guy, and Austin's got to have a big night tonight if we hope to win this football game. But he's my tradition flooring impact player for the Vikings offense. Number 2, Austin Dixon.
All right, what about defense for the Wildcats?
Yeah,
I know we hit on that. Just go ahead. Who do you got?
I'm going to go with I talked with Coach Allen Rodemaker before the game, trying to get an idea from him who their impact players are. Of course, he's led off with Todd Bradley, y'all mentioned. But he mentioned Antoine Kincaid. He said Antoine's missed 3 games this year, but when he's been on the field, he's been their lead tackler. He's been their man. He's a linebacker, safety hybrid. A lot like Josh Clemens, I mentioned. He's only a junior. He's 5'10", 172. But he said Antoine Kincaid, number 31, will be all over the field tonight for them. He's really relying on them to have a big game. That's my tradition scoring impact player for their defense.
All right, Marty, thank you. And Taylor down on the field. We've had to kind of abbreviate some things tonight, and we want to thank you for joining us. Want to remind you, when you want to make an impact on your home, it's Traditions Flooring, and they can make an impact on your home in flooring and all kinds of different things. Be sure and stop by and see them. We're going to take our first two-minute break of the Southwest Georgia Bank Countdown to kickoff. We come back, we've got a lot of activities going on here at Martin Stadium. We'll be right back after this two-minute break on the Viking Radio Network, 99.5. Kicks Country. Back to the Southwest Georgia Bank Countdown to kickoff. We're live at Martin Stadium, and in case you're wondering, this is Wintersville Week. A Wintersville Classic between our Lounge High Vikings and the crosstown rival Valdosta Wildcats. Let's go down to the field. Marty has, we had a presentation there at midfield just a few minutes ago.
We did, guys. It's called Operation Finally Home. What it is in conjunction with Southern Living Magazine and Wilson Design and Construction here locally in Valdosta. They have brought out a military family, put a little video on them about the scoreboard, about them and their service to our country. They were here under the pretext they thought they were being interviewed and doing a story on them for Southern Living Magazine. When the video was over, they announced that they were actually giving them a mortgage-free home here in Lowndes County for them to move here to Lowndes County. They've got two school-age children, and very touching, very emotional, but what an awesome thing that we can do to give back to our military families and give them a mortgage-free house.
Well, there was also another presentation. Taylor's down there with you. Talk about that presentation from Leaf.
Yeah, thanks, Bill. That presentation we just went to was the LEAF presentation. The Azalea City Kiwanis Club, which I'm a member of, has hosted a golf tournament for the last 7 years to benefit each foundation. The Kiwanis Club gives $5,000 of proceeds to each school foundation, and it's become a real battle between Lowndes and Valdosta on the golf course. It's such a great event, and I'm glad to be a part of it. More importantly, we've donated $70,000 to the two school systems combined. So that's more important than any competition on the field.
That's your community at work right here in Valdosta, Lowndes County. Thanks, Taylor, for everything you do with your civic organizations as well. There are so many things that benefit education here in Valdosta and Lowndes County. Tonight, Friday night, it's a battle right here on the field at Martin Stadium. But come tomorrow afternoon, it's just friends again, neighbors across the street from each other, as they remember and talk about this year's game and get ready for next year's game, because we are community partners no matter what team we pull for, whether it's the Valdosta Wildcats or your Lowndes High Vikings. What a great night tonight as the Marine Corps is out here announcing the academic players. We also have, this is the Great American Rivalry Series. This has been going on for a number of years now. And it's a coin toss tonight. They're going to have our honorary captains for tonight's game representing the United States Marine Corps, Sergeant Efren and Sergeant Axelson, will execute tonight's coin toss as special guests to honor America's servicemen and women, and we'll show our appreciation for them during that coin toss tonight as part of the Great American Rivalry Series. We'll also have our MVPs from both teams. We'll be able to announce that for you at the end of tonight's game, brought to you by the Great American Rivalry Series. Marty, it just seems to be getting more and more electric. I know from your vantage point as you look up, these stands are filling up quickly.
Absolutely, Bill. This is probably the fullest I've seen our home crowd all year. We were pretty full there at the beginning of the Caulfield game. Of course, the weather was extremely bad and ran a lot of people off, but we're full. We have a huge crowd. Even the visitor side, you know, we've got half the visitor side, and it's pretty full, filling up for us as well. Still some empty seats over there in the Wildcat section, but I'm very proud of our fans. They're here. They're ready to go. And it is electric down here, Bill. There's so many things that go on the field during pregame, all the announcements, all the recognition, and all the different things that's going on down there. So it's a little extra, quite a few extra people on the sidelines, but there's just an extra feel, an extra buzz, an extra electricity in the air. And a lot of it's got to do with the weather, too. I mean, this is by far the best night we've had for football. We're ready to go. And, guys, I'm excited, and I can't wait to get this Wintersville Classic kicked off.
Well, the clock says 27 minutes on the scoreboard. There's a lot more activities to go on. One of the things I love about this Wintersville Classic is both the Wildcat Marching Band and the Lowndes High Georgia Bridgemen will join the field together to play the national anthem and welcome both the teams onto the field. And that's just an electric piece as well, as both of these teams come together, from the band to the football team as well. I know Taylor Biddle has been making the run back and forth up and down these stands. He's wishing we had an elevator now, don't you think?
Man, it's packed in here trying to run up and down, back and forth for the presentations and whatnot. But I don't know what y'all are talking about, but it's an electric atmosphere.
Yeah, it really is. It is something that you can't duplicate. I mean, I think of a college game, a Florida-Florida State, a Georgia-Florida coming up this weekend, an Alabama-Auburn. It can't have much more electricity than this kind of game right here.
Absolutely.
But I tell you what, we were a little abbreviated tonight as we went through our impact players early and we had our coaches interview and we tried to hustle through those. We're going to take our next two-minute break here at the Southwest Georgia Bank countdown to kickoff. We come back, we'll talk a little bit about these two teams, their records, and what it means going into these last two games of the season as they prepare to hopefully find their way into the playoffs. And it's going to take some wins from both of these teams. So we'll see what kind of position they're in after this two-minute break. You're listening to Lounge High Football right here on 99.5 Kicks Country. We'll be back after this two-minute break. And welcome back to the Southwest Georgia Bank countdown to kickoff here at Martin Stadium. It is Wintersville week, as we have said over and over again, how electric this ball game is here in the stands at Martin Stadium, or whether you're at Bazemore Hyder Stadium. It doesn't matter. When these two teams come together, it is a phenomenal atmosphere, and we've talked about that a lot. But this year, there's a lot of things riding on this game. Lowndes needs a win. Valdosta needs a win.
Yeah, you've got three teams now tied, not in the playoffs yet. They have not clinched their playoff berth, with the two teams here tonight and then Lee County as well. So Tift also has a real outside chance if they were to knock off Colquitt tonight, but we all know that might be a tough task for them. But when it comes to this game, I think Marty will agree with me. You will agree with me. You can throw the record book, this current year stats. You can throw anything out the window because it don't matter.
Yeah.
It honestly don't matter. I mean, I remember the year that Valdosta went 1-9. That was still a ball game.
Yeah,
and
it really was.
And you had some games where Lowndes maybe came in as the dominant team. And, you know, even the year that Malcolm Mitchell and them had a great year. I think we still beat them that year.
Yeah, they did. And Malcolm Mitchell, it should have been, they should have won that game going away.
24-17 was that year.
That was a seven is heaven for Lowndes County.
That's right.
Old Kenneth Durden had a big night that night. Started off the second play with a 62-yard touchdown pass. That interception, we won by seven. Great night. But there's been a lot of great games over the years, guys. I remember going back to 85, we played twice. 95, we played twice, lost twice to them in my senior year. Great games over the years, no matter what the record is. Just look at the last 3 years. Been decided by field goal all 3 years.
Yeah, that's, you know, Marty has a unique advantage over all of us. I think he was born here at the Wintersville Classic. When is your birthday? Is it on this
one? Well, I wasn't born at the stadium on Wintersville Classic, but I might as well. I've been to every single game my entire life. If they played in my lifetime, I've been here. I've been to every Classic, 38 years old. I've actually been to a lot more than 38 games because they played multiple times, twice, a couple times early 80s, 85 again, 95, as I mentioned, back when we had region playoffs before state playoffs. It's something unique that I do enjoy being able to say. My son, of course, Logan, is at his third tonight, and Austin is at his first tonight. So exciting to be here. To me, there's nothing better. I've been a lot of high school football all over the Southeast. And there's nothing greater than the Lowndes Valdosta Wintersville Classic. Brings the whole community together, whether it be at Valdosta or Lowndes. It is truly electrifying, and it really is exciting. As now our Lowndes band takes the field in a minute, the Valdosta band will take the field. Bill, you mentioned it. A lot of great traditions that we have in this game. Really, really, really awesome to be involved in.
Marty, I know we talked about it during pregame, but, you know, injuries are going to be key. I don't think coaches really want to talk about it that much, but for Valdosta, they're one of their leading receivers. It's really helped Seth gain the kind of yards he has. Jamarcus Tyson, number four for them. I saw him on pregame. He's in a walking boot. So, I mean, you think about how healthy is Tyson Harris going to be coming back off of his injury. You know, and even Bo Rodemaker. I know one of the receivers, my neighbor, he's coming back from mono from about 3 or 4 weeks ago. Got cleared this week to play. You know, Seth is going to have to be able to pass the ball to somebody consistently. But even though those guys are injured and back, they're going to have to be able to establish a run tonight to really keep the chains moving against Lowndes High defense.
You and I talked about that on Thursday at Chick-fil-A, where we go every Thursday during the season. Want to thank Kenneth White at Chick-fil-A on Inner Perimeter Road for feeding us every Thursday night. Charlie Cruz over here at St. Augustine Road Chick-fil-A for providing the nugget tray here in the press box every home game. But while we were there, you and I were talking, well, we were talking about the fact we needed to control their run. They needed to run. I said to Marty, we need to keep Seth Schumann in the pocket.
Absolutely.
Make them one-dimensional.
Listen, you know, Garrett Morrell, we just played a great quarterback that has the ability to kill you with his arm. Little bit different than Seth. He's got the ability to kill you with his arm, but Seth can really scramble and do well, extend the play. You know, if the pocket starts collapsing, he can you know, get on out of the pocket, and he throws really well on the run. But you can't rely on him, I think, to be your only runner. Griffin for them has got to be Tim Griffin on the season. He's got 403 yards. He's the sixth leading rusher in the region. He's going to have to establish the run tonight for the Wildcats. And if we make them one-dimensional, I think it might be a long night for the Wildcats. Vice versa, if they make us one-dimensional,
yeah,
it's going to be a long night for the Lowndes High Vikings.
Oh, I think so, too. And I think that defensive line for the Vikings, we talk about how really the depth of that defensive line for the Vikings. We've got about six guys we can rotate in and out of there, and really we don't drop off. And that's been so key for the defensive line, being able to work through that, know they can come out, take a break, put another fresh three in on those three down linemen. We got about six guys playing linebacker in four spots. And we, in the last 2 weeks, Taylor, when we've had, Brookings was out and Tyson was out, we've seen some young guys, JT step up, some Jalen Smith come in, some other young players really step up and play well. And that just gives us more depth.
How much maturity has Fred Stewart got?
Oh, wow, yeah.
I mean, only a sophomore. His dad is very familiar to this this matchup. You know, Fred Stewart has really become one of the leaders on the defense for the Lowndes High Vikings. I think he's got something for these Wildcats tonight. I think you might see an interception tonight.
Well, and, you know, we talked about the fact that Seth Schumann has zero interceptions. Would we be the first ones to hang that number one on him tonight and get that interception? How great would that be? And this is a game of momentum, too.
Absolutely, guys. Of course, a couple of the other young names, Jordan Wright, his daddy's familiar with this rivalry, and Tyree Moore. They played a lot the last few weeks. Tyson, I did talk to Tyson. He will not start. He will play. Tyson feels great, ready to go. Guys, we're going to see a lot of guys on defense. We're going to really try to mix things up and disguise things with Kedrick and Herschel talking with them. They're going to be moving around a lot. That's going to be the key to this game. In my opinion, the keys defensively are going to be to confuse Seth Schumann, to confuse their offense, and then also tackle, fly around and tackle like we did against Lee County. We cannot tackle like we did against Colquitt or Camden. We've got to tackle. We've got to confuse them. And offensively, guys, we've got to hold on to the football, and we've got to establish some sort of a running game. If we can do that, that's going to open up our pass. That, to me, is the keys to the game.
Yeah, if we have anything near the turnovers we had last year, you can start putting a fork in the Vikings, honestly, and vice versa for the Wildcats. I think their staff would say that if they have as many turnovers as we did last year, it's probably going to be a long night for them as well. You know, I think there's going to be a big play on special teams somewhere. It could be a field goal. Like we said, this game's come down to a field goal several times. It could be a kickoff return. How nice would it be to take one to the house on the opening kickoff?
I think we've seen one of those in a while. I'm ready to see one.
Yeah, I agree.
Both bands are out on the field. The ROTC has made their way to midfield, and it's going to be time now to honor America with our presentation of colors. And as we always do, we're going to take a 3-minute break here on the Viking Radio Network here on 99.5 Kicks Country. We'll be right back after this 3-minute break. And welcome back to the Southwest Georgia Bank countdown to kickoff here at Martin Stadium, as we have been entertained with the national anthem by both the Lowndes High Georgia Bridgemen and the Valdosta Marching Cats. As Lowndes now lines up in anticipation of our Vikings coming out onto the field, as we have now settled in to getting ready for tonight's ball game. As I look down to my left, Taylor Biddle has left us tonight. He's down with the video stream doing audio for that, along with Scott Berry. And want to thank those guys for stepping up tonight and sliding down there to cover that. So if you're listening and want to go watch online, you can do that as well. You can go find the link at our website, thevikingvoice.com. That's thevikingvoice.com. There's a link there, and you can go watch the live video stream. There is a $7.99 fee to do that, but I'm sure you will be impressed with the multiple camera angles, all in HD, and you'll have that here live from Martin Stadium. And you'll hear the audio from Taylor Biddle along with Scott Berry. But for us, you've got me, you've got Wes James, you've got Marty Rogers down on the sideline, and we'll bring you all the hard-hitting action right here on 99.5 Kicks Country. I want to remind everybody, too, coming up in the next few weeks, we're going to have basketball. We're going to have baseball. The Viking Voice will bring all that to you. I want to remind you that when those seasons come around, you can go to our website, thevikingvoice.com. We'll have the schedules for you in the coming weeks as Steve Sains, probably Chuck Lawrence, will do a lot of basketball for us, and then we'll be able to pick up and do some baseball later on into the spring as well. Finally joining us up in the Southwest Georgia Bank Countdown to Kickoff press box is the voice of the Vikings, Wes James. Wes, you had an opportunity to get down on that field tonight and feel that electric power. What's it like down there?
Bill, after 14 years, it's still undescribable.
Yeah.
I mean, there were players that were coming in, and they said, this is what I miss about high school football. This is what I miss about Lowndes, is this game, this atmosphere. I had something I was able to do that I haven't been able to do in several years. I had a chance to go and tailgate with different folks.
I heard about that.
And we had a great time. But down here watching our guys, there's an intensity I haven't seen this year. These guys are fired up. And it's like, but it's with confidence. It's intensity with confidence. And Xavier Jenkins has had a wonderful week of practice. We were talking to coaches, and he said everybody is ready to play. Coaches are ready to coach. Players are ready to play. This is the Wintersville Classic. This is what it's all about. It's the greatest high school football game in the nation, bar none.
And it is a great American rivalry again this year. One of the great parts sponsored by the United States Marine Corps. And I tell you what, they do so much this week leading up to it. They have the National Chin-Up Challenge. They have Lowndes versus Valdosta fans. Who can do the most chin-ups? They're going to have a special coin toss as well tonight. Just so many things. We'll have a MVP for each team. We'll vote on that towards the end of the game. We'll have those winners for you as well. Just so much that is centered around that Great American Rivalry Series. And we'll have it all for you right here on 99.5 Kicks Country. Man, it just seems like that clock it says 9:50, and it feels like it's just dragging on, waiting on the start of tonight's game. So we'll get ready to go here pretty soon and have our Vikings on the field, the Valdosta Wildcats on this field, and we'll be ready to put toe to leather. It's going to be a great night tonight. We were talking a little bit about West basketball, baseball coming up. We're going to have that for you this year. Online, audio streaming. It'll be right here on thevikingvoice.com, so be sure and check our website. In the coming weeks and months, we'll have those schedules up for you as well.
Bill, we quit giving shout-outs a long time ago, but one guy that's been a dear friend of ours for many, many years, fed us a lot when we'd go over to Coffee County, Cooley. Gone, he's back out on the road driving a truck. He just said, I want to let you fellows know that I'm listening to you tonight from Boise, Idaho.
Oh, my goodness.
On the Internet.
And, you know, there are so many people that go on to mykickscountry.com, pick up that stream. You can load an app on your smartphone as well, and you'll be able to pick that up very easily. Our Lowndes High Randy McPherson Coaches Show Tuesday night, I was out of town, and Marty Rogers, Taylor Biddle stepped up, took over that show that night. I was able to listen on my smartphone from Jekyll Island, and it just like being right next door to it. It was a great signal. So anytime you can go on to My Kicks Country, download that app. You can pick up the audio of all of Kicks Country 99.5.
Yes, you sure can. And it's a great way. It's a great way to keep up with everything Vikings.
I want to remind everybody about that Lowndes High Coaches Show. We do that every Tuesday night starting at 7 o'clock. It's live from the Mill Pizza Buffet and Games on Bay Tree Road. We have a lot of players out there. We've been getting a lot of players coming out, and the coaches as well. Just a great night, great pizza, great food. So if you get a chance on Tuesday night, get out there and join us for the Lowndes High Randy McPherson Coaches Show. Want to thank Southwest Georgia Bank for their sponsorship of this Countdown to Kickoff. They also handle our post-game report and all the different things that they do for us as well. Wes?
Yes.
I don't know what else, you know, I'm just sitting here waiting on Reddy, and I know folks at home are just sitting there going, okay, we're tired of listening to you talk. Let's talk about what really is going on the field, and that's football, but it's just not there yet. I look down, there's the Chick-fil-A Cows doing a little dance on the sideline. The Lowndes High Georgia Bridgemen on the field, they're anticipating the run out. It's just like we put it on hold for a second all of a sudden.
And the captains are coming out down on the field, and Bill, this is a game that, when you look at the implications of it, both teams 5-3, both
yeah.
teams 1-2 in the region. We have lost to the same two teams, to Camden and Colquitt, and where our scores have been a little closer with both teams than what Valdosta's were, still, this is a game where you have not seen two teams, I think, more evenly matched this year. And here come our captains.
Yeah, let's go over to Taylor Stubbs and get those captains.
All right, tonight's captain for the Valdosta Wildcats is number 1, Todd Bradley, number 10, Jude Ard, number 22, Williams D'Angelo, number 38, Kendrick Proctor, and number 50, John Bryant. And now for the Lounge Vikings, number 11, James Cammon, number 23, Herschel Brookings, number 25, Kedrick Clemens, and number 75, Nate Lee.
Those are your captains for tonight's game. We'll have the coin toss for you right here live as Marty will go out to midfield with them and the officiating crew. I know you always like to talk to the officiating crew. Is it our same crew we've had for this game year after year after year?
14 years Chip has come over from the Augusta area, brought his crew, and in a game like this, you really want to go outside what you would normally, where you normally get officials from Macon or Atlanta area, guys that you may see again in the playoffs. But this crew here has, in and out, been rated one of the top five crews in Georgia in high school football.
Well,
these guys know their stuff.
Well, I was going to say, one of the other things is they're familiar with this game. They understand the rivalry. They understand the passion and the intensity that comes from both sides of this team. They know the crowd. They know the coaches. Their ability to come into this environment and be prepared for a game like this, we talk about officiating crews coming in and not understanding South Georgia football. This crew does.
And they do, and the thing about it is, Bill, we've had over the last 13 years, we've had games that we just absolutely disagreed with calls that was made on the field.
Sure.
Said, how in the world can you make a call like that? Valdosta fans have said the same thing. But you know when this crew comes, this is what you're going to get. They could care less who wins the ball game.
Sure.
They're here to officiate and do the best job they can. And after knowing these, you know, the coaches they've been through, They're not intimidated by anybody.
Yeah, I want to remind everybody again, tonight's battle between Lowndes and Valdosta has been designated as one of the over 100 featured games in the nationwide 2015 Great American Rivalry Series presented by the United States Marines. Game selection for this series is based on history, tradition, great football, and awesome fans. They want to thank the Marines, the Brain Box, for selecting tonight's contest as part of the 2015 Great American Rivalry Series as we welcome the Marine Corps to Lowndes County. And I tell you, you've got a special heart for the Marines, don't you?
I sure do. My son, who spent 4.5 years in the Marine Corps, in fact, he used to text us. Well, he'd get up at 4 o'clock in the morning so he could listen to Lowndes High football when he was over there. And that just means so much. And in fact, the Marines are, even though I was Army, Marines have a special place in my heart, and they always will.
All right, they have made their way to midfield now, both captains, both sets of captains, and, of course, they are escorted by the Marines.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are pleased to have as our honorary captain for tonight's game, representing the United States Marine Corps, Sergeant Efron, Staff Sergeant Efron, and Staff Sergeant Eccleston. Bill, stop, look, listen, here come the mighty, mighty Vikings. Staff Sergeant Efron and Staff Sergeant Axelson will execute tonight's coin toss with our special guest to honor American service men and women. Let's show our appreciation for their service to our country. Let's go downstairs to Marty Rogers.
Okay, the flag is heads, this is tails, okay? If I drop it, I'll flip it over. What's your call?
Tails.
He's called a tail. That is a head. A hand.
We want to defer.
You want to defer. Lowndes wins the toss.
Lowndes have won
the ball. Ball right in the side.
Guys, we defer, so they're going to get the ball to start off this 2015 Wintersville Classic.
All right. Want to thank you for joining us again at the Southwest Georgia Bank countdown to kickoff here on 99.5 Kicks Country. And as that clock continues to tick down, there's nothing left but the Wintersville Classic 2015 between our Lowndes High Vikings and our crosstown rivals, the Valdosta Wildcats. And as always, all of your play-by-play action will be brought to you by your voice of the Vikings, Wes James.